This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 15 for Thursday, August 12th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are weaker on Thursday morning, giving up the gains made yesterday. The November contract drops $11.70 at $877.30 per ton. The January contract falls back $12 at $865.60 per ton. There is a significant downturn in the Chicago soy complex, with additional pressure coming from losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Also, ICE canola margins are lower, with the upfront months between $10 to $12 per ton. Prairie temperatures will be in the low to mid 20 degrees Celsius today, and then they will push towards 30 Celsius over the weekend, then moderating next week. There's very little prospect of rain until then. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady, with the loonie at 79.91 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 79.96. The United States Department of Agriculture says there's been yet another private sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. This is the third such sale this week. Also, the USDA reports a private sale of 198,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. In the weekly export sales report, the USDA says for the week ending August 5th, wheat sales are just over 293,000 tons. Total old crop, new crop export sales of corn tally more than 979,000 tons. Total soybean export sales come in at 1.22 million tons, primarily new crop. Soy meal sales amount to nearly 385,000 tons, and soy oil is all of 300 tons. And the USDA will release its monthly supply and demand estimates at 11 a.m. Central today. Market expectations are for the 2020-21 soybean carryout to increase by 13.2 million bushels, with corn ending stocks rising by 20.8 million bushels. Meanwhile, the total wheat carryover is expected to decrease by 27 million bushels. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday. The November contract is down 6 cents at $13.34 per bushel. September soy oil is losing about 0.75 cents at 61.47 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is up $2 at $355.90 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Thursday. The December contract slips 2 cents at $5.57 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the December contract rising a nickel at $4.63. Wheat futures are higher as well on Thursday. Chicago September gained 6 cents at $7.33. Kansas City September is up 4.5 cents at $7.15. And Minneapolis September also increases 4.5 cents at $9.18. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, August 12th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.